the devil up. Vacuum the devil up. Put him in the vacuum.
Better move. I'm trying to vacuum under the couch.
Yes, you gotta vacuum the devil up. Vacuum him up. Vacuum him up. Vacuum him up.
I need to vacuum under the chair, too. Pick up your left leg. Your other left leg, Colonel.
This is my right leg, Brown.
Now pick that one up, too.
How you doing?
I'm being Cora today. Cora's sick, so I'm doing everything that she would normally do around here.
Mr. Brown?
Yeah, ooh, Cora's really lucky to have somebody like me taking care of her.
Mr. Brown.
Yes, I wish I had somebody like me to take care of me if I was sick, if I was me taking care of me while I was sick.
Yes, well, she's left.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
I'd be there for her every need, her beckon and call. Anything she need, I'd be right there.
Oh, Mr. Brown.
Brown, do you hear her?
Shh. We're going to wake her up.
What's happening?
Cora's sick, y'all, so y'all keep your voices down in the house.
Hey, did you hear we had another burglary in the neighborhood?
Really? Then I get to dust off my artillery.
No, Colonel. Don't worry about that. No need to do that. Hey, Jesus and I got it under control. We organize a neighborhood watch.
That's all? A watch group? Oh, what a bunch of wimps.
3 houses were robbed last week.
And you two are part of this sissy neighborhood watch, huh?
Yeah. And that sissy neighborhood watch is having a meeting here today.
Good. Well, I'm going to get Betsy and Nina.
Oh, the ladies down the street with the mullets and tank tops.
No, Betsy and Nina are my guns. But I'll use the women down the street as a backup.
That guy really scares me sometimes.
Jamal, when I asked you to help me set up chairs, I actually thought you were going to help me set up chairs.
I mean, this is good stuff.
Don't they feed you at home?
I'm a grown boy. What's this for anyway? Mr. Brown doesn't have another magic show, is he? Because I still can't find my brother.
No, this is for Will's neighborhood watch meeting. Let's get out of here after we set up these chairs and go to your house and study.
Nah, it's crowded over my place. There's no privacy.
Hey, guys.
Like there's any privacy here.
What's up, Jamal?
Nothing. You know, me and Brianna and I, you know, was just talking, breathing, eating, calm down.
Relax, Jamal. I'm glad you're here. For real?
Actually, we were thinking about leaving.
I mean, why don't we stay? Maybe we can help out some more, you know? Yeah.
Maybe we can help out some more.
I'm trying to get on Will's good side, okay?
I got the info and the sign-up sheet for the neighborhood watch. Are we ready?
Yep. Sure. Looks like everybody's here. If everybody could have a seat so we can get started, that'd be great. First of all, thank you, everybody, for coming out. Now, as we know, several homes have been burglarized in the neighborhood. Now, the police are doing what they can, but they can't be everywhere.
All That's right, where we come in. Folks, listen up. Starting at 2100 hours, we will commence Operation Clean Sweep. Now, I need real men. I don't need no sissy men. I need real women. I don't need women that act like women, but act like men. That's cool. Sweet cookies.
Colonel.
I got this.
All right. I'll keep an eye on the recruits. Get up!
Okay, we're going to need some volunteers for the neighborhood patrol watch. We made up a shift schedule. And here's some tips that I got online. Pass these around, please.
I'd like to encourage all of you to be involved. Anybody can be a volunteer. Anyone.
I am here to show you many techniques about defending oneself.
Oh.
Now, what I'm here to do is to teach you defense techniques. I have mastered several arts of martial arts and crayon and coloring arts. I am a master of black belt, green belt, orange belt, yellow belt, every kind of belt. Now, what I will do today is teach you a technique known only to me and kangaroos. It's called the kangaroo technique. I will demonstrate now. Now, the last and final technique I will show you is the death-defying Brown technique. I'm the only one know this. I would paralyze this person and deparalyze him. I need a volunteer. Yes, you're great. Now, he will be paralyzed in 2.35 seconds, millimeters.
Am I paralyzed, that brown?
Help me! Give me some water, man. You'd like to crush my laryngitis.
All right, you maggots, listen up. Your first lesson in Weapons 101. Behold, the hand grenade!
The what?
Civilians!
Colonel, what are you doing?
Hey, don't worry. It's safe as long as I don't pull the... Oops. I'm gonna step back around the house for a minute and hopefully I won't blow up!
You gotta quit treating me like a baby. I got it.
Well, you are a baby. You my baby. hey, no. You too sick to be trying to be in my refrigerator. Not before you give us the Metabo virus.
But who's gonna fix dinner?
Me!
What? You?
Yes.
And everybody will be sick.
Barbara Jean Simmons, get upstairs right now.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Cara, before you go, where's the basting pan? I gotta need a big pan.
A basting pan? What do you need? Why do you need a basting pan?
Oh, for the turkey.
Mr. Brown, you can't cook a turkey. You don't even know what goes in peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Cara, you know how when they make them turkeys and they cook them until they golden brown?
Yes.
Well, they got the brown part from me. Golden brown. That's I know what I'm doing.
Okay, well, maybe I just need a supervisor. All
right. No, get the pan and go on to bed.
All right, I'll get the pan. I'll get it.
Okay, hurry up.
Here's the pan. Here's the pan.
I could have did that if I knew I could use that one. Okay, go on to bed.
All right.
Oh, Cara, I need a cheese grater. You know what a cheese grater is? Oh. I don't know what nothing is.
Such good help.
Oh, thank you, Cora. You too. Oh, Cora, I need a knife and stuff. I'm gonna make some scap potatoes.
Scap?
Yeah.
You mean scallops?
Yeah, them too.
Okay, here.
Oh, Cora, that's a big one. I can stab myself. Okay.
Anything else, sir?
Nah, that's it. Oh, Cora! Potatoes. What about the potatoes? I need to make potatoes.
Right here.
Okay.
Right here. Anything else?
No, that's it. That's it, Cora. Oh, Cora! One more thing. Flour and sugar. That's what I need. Bring me some flour and sugar.
All right.
Yes. Well,
what do you need flour and sugar for?
Cora, I'm finna make a pie.
What? A pie?
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't let you do that. No, I draw the line. I put my foot down. My leg, Mr. Brown, it feels like it's 200 pounds.
That ain't just your leg that's making you feel like that.
Mr. Brown, this is not the time to be funny right
now. I'm not being
funny. This is time to be serious.
Have you looked at you?
Oh, man, I feel dizzy. Oh, I feel real bad, Mr. Brown. I think
Go get back in the bed so I can finish cooking.
Got anything else?
Yeah, Carl, before you go, can you bake the pie for me? Put the jerky on for me, sprinkle a little. Just finish the dinner for me.
For the last time, Colonel, the answer's no.
Why not?
You can't plant landmines in the yard to catch a burglar.
Well, who said anything about catching?
Colonel, it's a neighborhood watch, not a neighborhood watch. You blow it all up.
So what are you gonna do? Eyeball him to death?
You know what, guys? I'm gonna go finish my shift. I'll see you in the morning.
Thanks, Jesus.
Yep.
I'm going to bed, too.
Hey, Will, I'm telling you, if you let me handle this, the only burglar problem you'll have is picking pieces of them out of the bushes.
Colonel, that's exactly what I'm afraid of. Go to bed. Good night.
Oh, you never let me do nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Mr. Browns. Mr. Browns, baby.
Jamal! Jamal? It's Brianna's little maggot friend. I'm calling the police.
Don't call the police. Hey. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Black ski mask, dark clothes. I say he's robbing the house.
What's going on in here? Jamal.
Yeah. We caught him stealing from us.
Jamal, is that true? I thought you were my friend.
Yeah, well, your friend here is in a whole lot of trouble.
Look, well, let's just let him
go. Wait. What are you doing? Trying to protect him?
No, I just want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, and I just want to hear him beg for his life.
Colonel, this is serious.
I mean, I was...
Hey. You need to be quiet.
I mean, I was just...
Yeah, just what? Just using Brianna's friendship so you could come over here and case the house?
No, I...
Jamal, what were you thinking? You can't just come and take things that belong to other people. Brianna!
I'm sorry, I had to. He's my friend.
Brianna, he was stealing from us.
We got our stuff back.
Wait a minute. It's just food.
Brianna, breakfast is served. Look at here what I got for you. Ooh, blam! 2 pieces of bacon for you. Here, you get your... I'm going to give you a little extra. You need it. No, come on. I made Cajun eggs and over-easy bacon. There you go, right there. Bam! As the French would say, bon appetit.
That's what it smells like.
Yeah, don't eat that. I cooked that myself.
How many times did you cook it?
Well, look, you need something to stick to them little bones of yours.
It looks like it was stuck to your foot.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is put you in time out for about 4 days like we used to do Cora. Cora, you look a mess.
I'm all right.
Cora, you look like you've been crucified.
Well, I'm just going out here and I'm gonna milk the chickens and I'm gonna feed the cows.
Cora, now, you can't go nowhere looking like, and you just look so disorganized. Oh, you look oblivious. Come sit down, Cora. You look a mess. Have a seat and rest. You should be in bed. You're going to give us that swine flu.
You know, what was all that noise I heard last night?
Cora, you must have hallucinogenic.
Hallucinate, Mr. Brown. I was not hallucinating.
She was not hallucinating. Jamal tried to rob us.
What?
Shut up. Your friend, Jamal?
My ex-friend, Jamal.
I don't know. I must have been so tired, I slept through the whole thing. Brianna, eat them eggs.
No thanks, Mr. Brown. I'm going to go to school.
Yeah, you're a lie. You ain't got to be to school till 8 o'clock. It's just 7 o'clock.
It is?
Oh. You lying. We need to get her a chiropractor so they can adjust her attitude.
Jamal, you're just gonna walk away from me?
Listen, I'm sorry, okay?
Be quiet. What did you think you were doing in my house last night?
Look, I didn't...
I trusted you. I thought you were my friend. But you broke into my house and you tried to steal our stuff.
I'm sorry, okay?
Sorry's not gonna cut it, Jamal. I don't get it. Were you thinking about robbing us the whole time?
I just took food. What's the big deal?
And what's up with that? Don't you have food in your own?
No! I don't, okay?
What?
I don't have food in my house, and we don't have a house anymore.
So what, like you're homeless? Please. Wait, for real?
Forget about it, okay?
Hold up, seriously, you lost your house.
I said forget about it.
You know what? No. You're gonna talk to me right now because I helped you escape my house last night, so talk.
There's nothing to say. Fine. After my parents split up, my dad left. And a couple of months ago, my mom got laid off. I don't want to talk about this anymore, okay?
Too bad. Keep talking.
Well, we lost our house, and we've been living in our van the last couple of months.
Jamal, why didn't you ask for help?
I didn't want anybody to know.
So instead of asking for help, you decided to go to all those people's houses and steal all of their stuff?
It wasn't me, okay? I only broke into your house and a place down the street. And I only took food.
Okay, you need to go talk to Will.
He's not gonna listen to me.
Of course he will. Him and Sasha. They'll listen to you, okay? I've put them through a lot, trust me.
Yeah, I do.
I mean it, seriously. Talk to him, he'll listen.
How about you and me? I mean, are we cool?
Of course we are, we're friends. But are you cool with me helping you if you need it?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Then let's go grab some lunch. My treat.
Hey. Brianna said you might be coming by. You know how stupid that was? Breaking into people's homes? You realize you could have been arrested or even worse, you could have been shot. You have any idea how you being hurt would have affected your family?
I didn't know what else to do.
Jamal, you could have asked for help.
I guess.
You guess? You young boys kill me with your pride. Look, people fall on hard times all the time.
Since my dad left, I feel like I'm the man in my house, and I need to provide for my family.
But that's just it, Jamal. You're not a man yet. You're still a kid. Now, I understand you were doing what you thought was right, but you went about it the wrong way.
You know what, I'm not going to come over anymore, okay? I just wanted to come by and tell you how sorry I was.
Get back over here and stop being so dramatic. I got a question for you. How'd you get in the house?
Door was unlocked.
Oh. Yeah, maybe we should have added that to the neighborhood watch checklist. Locked doors. You good with tools?
Pretty good.
Okay. Well, good. Because I could use some help around here, and something tells me you could use the cash.
Sounds good.
Good. Hand me a wrench. You don't know what a wrench is, do you?
No clue.
Mr. Brown, I feel good.
Oh, Clara, what are you doing out of the bed?
Oh, my fever broke, Mr. Brown. I feel great.
Victory is ours! Victory is ours! Me and Jesus caught the real thief. Jesus got him in a headlock, and we're waiting on the police. You holding, Jesus, I'm coming! Simplify! Simplify!
I'm going back to bed. I see some things never change.
All right. Car, before you go to bed, can you do something for your daddy?
What is it, Mr. Brown? What is it?
Car, I need you to help me finish ironing these clothes.